The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm very concerned this Monday morning because we are fast approaching the greatest holiday of the year, Halloween, and we're not prepared. We're not prepared. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Halloween is the best holiday of the year.
That's wild.
Hands down, period.
Debatable.
At me, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Number one, we got pumpkin spice, okay?
Don't eat that.
Wait, Halloween can't claim pumpkin spice.
No.
That's a false thing.
It just did.
Yeah.
It just did. Pumpkin everything is Halloween. There are pumpkins decorating the entire country right now because of Halloween. Number two, candy on deck wherever you go, businesses.
Best thing about Halloween is the candy.
Okay. And when you go to the rich people's neighborhoods, they got chocolate.
Let's go.
They got the big bars of Kit Kat, Snickers. Number three, costume parties. I like to dress up. Automatic this year, we're doing a couples theme. Are we going to do a show theme for costumes?
Well, you're
going to get roped into this with me.
I kind of want to just dress up as a fun candy bar.
Producer Chewy, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I just feel like also Halloween parties are fun because they're theme parties or costume parties, and you can't really fight at a Halloween
party. Because you're in a bacon suit.
Yeah, exactly, dude. If you're fighting at a Halloween costume party, yo, you're looking dumb, bro.
I've DJed some clubs where I've seen some kiddies going at some nurses.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that Automatic got stabbed at a Halloween party, but that's another show.
No, that wasn't Halloween. That was another party.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. And then finally, scary movies. Scary movies all month long, beginning tomorrow, every single day.
Miss me with those.
I'm a big Michael Myers guy, so I'll give you that. I'll nod you on that one.
So like that, Michael Myers, not that scary to me. I can watch that. The Exorcist. Stuff that has to do with religion. Not my thing.
Nope.
You're right about Michael Myers not being too scary. He does drive like my grandma.
He walks slowly.
The fact that he walks so slow and he's constantly catching up to everybody, or the person in the movie says, "Let's go find out what that noise is. Girl, what are you doing? Seriously. What's your favorite holiday? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text right now. Anthony A. National Day.
Let's go and kick it off with National Chewing Gum Day. Hey, invented in 1906.
If I hand you gum, it's because your breath stinks.
Dude, never turn down gum, dog.
If somebody hands you gum,
never turn down gum.
Put it in your mouth.
Do it. Mm-mm.
And we're going to wrap it up on International Podcast Day. Hello.
Oh, you know we never do this early in the morning. Automatic Anthony A. We never talk to the people about our podcast.
Nope.
And you know, it's early. I'm glad you're waking up. You know, we got the down of the DM coming up and all of that. But if you miss anything later on in the morning, you can listen to the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand.
Or there's other segments that don't make it to the radio and I put them in the podcast. Or we have interviews that are super long that are with comedians and different artists that you can go check out too.
So check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's been a minute since I posted my before and after photos when I used to be Big Dana as DJ Automatic, my husband here, and Anthony A., our best friend, affectionately call me. I think it's the way that we could all laugh at my pain, because I was not happy. You know, that's something I want to admit. I'm going to throw up my photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I want to tell you right now that I lost most of my weight before stepping inside a gym by changing the way I eat because I had all these signs that I was addicted to sugar. I never felt full, ever.
Nope.
When you eat a lot of sugar, your body wants more of that because it's feeding the bacteria. And then it goes into your bloodstream.
That makes more sense. And we've always everyone always jokes about being a sugar addict, but yo, it's a real thing, dog.
We joke about type 2 diabetes, like, oh, the beaties. That's not funny.
If you can't walk by a plate of candy or like a bowl of candies without wanting to stop and pivot, you might have a problem, bro.
I've got a problem.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know what? He's like, you're always coming down to me. I wasn't going to say anything. You admitted it right there.
I love sweets, but my whole family, I got a sweet tooth.
Yeah, you got sweet teeth.
It's not genetic.
You got a mouthful of teeth.
We're going to blame it on genetics, Ant, okay? People can blame their weight gain on other things. I can blame it on genetics.
So if you have a lot of breakouts, even acne, unfortunately, sugar stimulates hormones that lead to an overproduction of sebum. Mood swings and cravings is another sign. And then finally, if you ever find yourself feeling like sore for no reason, that's because, remember I just talked about the bacteria, it's really going into your bloodstream and making you feel bad. It can age you. Sugar can make us old, ladies.
Damn,
all the creams we're slapping on our face, all the Botox we're buying, it's not helping if you're eating donuts morning, noon, and night.
What you're saying makes sense to me, but I'm a little confused. You say it could cause an overproduction of semen?
No, sebum.
Oh.
Sugar's creating more babies too.
I was like, give me some donuts right now, dog, or I'll stop. You know what? I don't want any babies. I'm not gonna eat any sugar.
I thought you didn't want that'll kids. Get you off the sugar.
Yeah, that'll get me off the sugar. Tell me at least some more.
I don't want kids.
I don't want any kids. It makes men more fertile.
Anthony literally is red right now. Yeah. He's like, Hulk, take that back from the universe. Take that back from the universe.
Give me some salary.
That'll probably make more sense.
Yeah. You know, ew, automatic. Stop talking about that. Do you feel like seen right now? Because I think all of us here, yes, I've lost my weight. Yes, I've kept it off, but I still like to eat a lot. I know that there are people listening who understand that we're always like, love your body and everything. But at the same time, loving your body, and I say this over and over, I'm going to keep saying it, means respecting your body.
Yeah. I got to figure that part out because I'm really good at getting, I'll get back to my goal weight. Like 200 pounds for me is like a good weight for me. So I'll get up to like 205, 210.
And then what happens?
And then I'm, oh no. And then I'll get back to 200 or below. Mm-hmm. And then it's boop, right back up. So I've got this back and forth, and it's because I'm addicted to sugar. Because
once you hit your goal weight, you kind of quit the good eating, and you're like,
in my brain, I'm like, I'm good. I'm at my goal weight.
Mine isn't more like boop. It's more like boop, 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 boop. That's like all the shirts, all the buttons on my shirt opening up, dog.
It's not our fault when a shirt shrinks, okay?
Oh, is that what it is, automatic? No, it's not.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you want a free psychic reading, call right now, 877-730-DCS1. And we're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week because it's time for What's Your Sign? Sirmati, welcome!
So, Mati.
Woo, woo, woo. Thank you. What's up?
So excited. Obviously, the spiritual forecast for all of us as a collective coming up. But first, let's get our listeners reading.
My name is Tandy. My birthday is April 17th. I want to know what the future holds for me as far as my job.
And then she texts right after and said, and also my love life.
Right away, when it comes to her job, there's a lot of tension. There is going to be some stagnation, I'll be honest with her, which is going to create a lot of frustration because that's exactly what she wants. She wants changes. She wants things to be better. She will remain in this space so long as she chooses to. What Spirit is saying is that she has an opportunity here within the next 3 to 4 months to make a shift, but she has to want that. She feels comfortable here. She just wishes everything around her would change. The thing is that nothing's going to change if she doesn't step out and actually change herself. When it comes to her love life, there's some healing that needs to take place, specifically surrounding a man. She can't move on and create better happiness unless she lets this go. And in order to do that, she has to do a lot of inner healing.
I love the message of change. We just had a discussion before we even called you. Sometimes the universe is pushing you and you have to open your heart, your mind, and do what you got to do to accept what you deserve. Now, what about collectively as a whole? Spiritually, our forecast, what is it looking like?
So we have the solar eclipse coming up this Wednesday. So remember, never go outside during a solar eclipse. I always say this, but people don't seem to care. The reason that I say that is because when you have a solar eclipse, the moon is eclipsing the soul. So you don't want to look at something like that celestially because the eyes are the windows to your own soul. You need to protect yourself during solar eclipses. But the solar eclipse is creating a lot of transformation for us as a collective. When it comes to solar eclipses, they're the ones that create deep, deep change. So I would expect a lot of tumultuous energy, to be quite honest with you, on the world stage. Within ourselves, same thing. We have to be shaken up sometimes in order to make those changes because otherwise we're stuck.
The universe is shaking you like, come on, girl, get in line.
Like the great YG once said, get out your feelings.
There you go.
Ain't no money there, G.
If you would like a reading with Sirmati, 877-730-DCS1, call or text. Leave us a voice message. We'll get it to her. And follow her on social media at IllisDivinity on Instagram. Mati, thank you for putting up with my crazy energy this past week. I appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West bought a house near Kim Kardashian a couple of years ago and just sold it. You're not going to believe how much money he lost. I'm going to tell you right now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
All right, we have T-Pain celebrating his birthday. We'll stop it right there.
All right. Kanye West finally sold the house he purchased near his kids. He said he wanted to be near them, all this and that. But I found out the real reason he bought it. When he was married to Kim Kardashian, she wanted a house built and designed by this renowned architect named Tadao Ando. He only does one design a year. He said no to Kanye and Kim. Okay, she wanted it so badly. She was hurt, whatever. Fast forward, she divorces Kanye. He bought this home in Malibu for $57.3 million because that man had designed it.
Nice.
Then he ripped it up. Let's demolished go. It and just sold it for $21 million, losing $36 million just because he wanted to be petty.
And Kanye's back. I love this.
No!
I'm here for this, dog. Hell yeah.
There's being petty and then there's just dumb, bro.
Nah, nah. This is good.
$36 million?
Stupid.
This is good.
You know who I feel most sorry for? His wife. You know your husband still loves his ex-wife so badly that he's still doing this kind of thing. That's how bad your man still wants to be with his ex-wife. I don't want to be anybody's bench warmer.
What you mean?
Bianca. His wife now, she's a bench warmer.
Can you believe that?
Oh, that's for sure.
They're always together. What are you talking about?
Of course they are. Kim Kardashian left him. The reason he does this kind of petty stuff and acts crazy like he does is because he wants Kim back and she doesn't want him.
I'll be a bench warmer. Let me know, Kanye. Let me know, dog.
Bro.
You'll be the third wheel.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Coffee lovers, Starbucks has a secret menu for the best holiday ever, Halloween. We'll discuss in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
First hashtag, I feel like I let everybody down. Friends, the TV sitcom, turned 30 last week. My husband here, DJ Automatic, said we got to make a big deal about it. I missed it.
Oh,
I
there
forgot.
It is. I love Automatic. He's not even a Friends guy.
I'm not.
He did.
But I saw the article and I was like, you know what? The people want this. We got to give the people what they want.
You don't hate Friends. You're the one that had me watch it.
So you knew what people were talking about because you're like the only person in America that never seen Friends.
I'm not the only person in America who's not seen Friends. There's somebody listening right now who hasn't watched it. And I did enjoy it. I did, but this is controversial. I think The Office was better.
That's not controversial. It is better.
And the rest of the world agrees because as far as sitcoms, top three is Seinfeld, Friends, who just overtook Seinfeld, and then The Office is number one. Mm. I cried at the end of The Office.
All three are solid TV shows.
You cried at the end of The Office?
I cried both times. I watched The Office from beginning to end twice, and I feel like the second time that I watched it, I learned more about each character, and I was like, oh my, it felt like the ending of a relationship.
Best sitcom of all time.
Not emotional attachment to Dwight Schrute. That's crazy.
God. Yeah.
I love Dwight. I love him. What's your favorite sitcom of all time? Call us up 877-730-DCS1 or shoot us a text if you're at work. DJ Automatic, food news.
Starbucks has a special Halloween menu secret menu that they have out right now. So some of the things you can buy, you can get the Witch's Brew Creme Frappe, which comes with bat warts and lizard scales. There's the Handmaid's Tale Refresher, which will get you burnt at the stake, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
But no, that's a strawberry acai thing. And then they have the Beetlejuice Frappe as well.
Ooh.
The Beetlejuice Frappe. I don't know how you guys feel about these. Are we here for this stuff?
I don't waste my money on Halloween nonsense, okay?
What?
You're an advocate for Friends, but you don't like coffee shops? That's crazy,
like, what's
dog.
Wrong with you?
I clearly stated I'm an office guy, okay?
All the turntables.
You know what's weird when you said their secret menu. It ain't secret. We're here on the radio telling everybody.
Well,
they
that's
just
what
want
they
you
call
lined
it.
Up. I know. Yeah. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go kick this one off with International Podcast Day, which we do have a very good one.
We do have a great podcast. We've kind of been talking about it more because the boss has said, hey, sometimes people miss the show and they want to know where they can catch it. Dana Cortez Show, wherever you stream podcasts, please take a listen.
And we'll wrap it up on National Chewing Gum Day, guys.
And I said this earlier, and I don't want to hurt any feelings, but if someone hands you gum, you have to accept it. That is their way of saying your breath is a little stinky.
Hello, dog.
Because you don't want to tell somebody. It's hurt feelings. I'll tell somebody I really care about, ooh, you got funky breath. But if I don't know you, I'm just going to hit you a stick of gum.
Or avoid you.
Hold on. One time, Automatic's breath was so bad on the airplane, I put the gum that was in my mouth in his mouth.
I think that's love right there.
Totally.
That's right.
Once again, it wasn't about me, but let's do this.
Hey, everybody on the plane, thank me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shaboozy had one of the biggest songs of the year.
Everybody had a bargain tip.
He's accepting an award and he mentions Beyonce. Why? Oh. Well, let's discuss Anthony A. celebrity birthdays first.
Actress Maddie Zelger celebrating her birthday and T-Pain celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, Shaboozy stepped on the scene and took over the charts. And he recently accepted the People's Choice Country Music Award and mentioned my girl, the Queen Bee.
Thank you to People's Choice, the fans, and listeners. I'm so honored and extremely humbled. I never would have thought in a million years that I'd be up here at the Grand Ole Opry accepting something like this. Thank you to all the programmers at Country Radio for supporting me. And thank you, Beyonce. You're amazing. Yeah.
Oh, also he showed Beyonce some love because some folks say she was left out of the Country Music Award ceremonies.
Wasn't she the first person to put his video up though, right?
Yeah, so she shared him early on. So obviously that's why he's acknowledging her. She's just a great artist.
Yeah.
I liked the Beyonce Country Music album, but I'm from Texas like Beyonce. For me, R&B music, country music, my entire life have gone hand in hand. It's been part of our culture. You can go back to artists like Toedown. Most people don't know who Toedown is.
I'm one of them.
Toedown's a good dude.
Nelly and Tim McGraw teamed up for Over and Over. Remember this one? Because it's all in my head. A lot of folks had never heard, you know, that mashup between hip-hop and country. That like I said, it was normal for me.
I don't like that song. Cringe, never liked it in the beginning either.
Cringe. I don't like that one.
Yeah, not my favorite.
What's wrong with you two? Don't hate Anthony. Come on. You don't like Nelly and Tim McGraw? Those are two incredible artists come together?
Nah, fool. It's too sad, dog. That one is too sad for me, fool. I do like Lil Nas X, though. So I'm a big proponent for Lil Nas X.
And remember that Lil Nas X knew who Billy Ray Cyrus was. He's country music superstar from back in the 90s, I think. That is Miley Cyrus's dad. He knows who he is because of Hannah Montana. And then they did the song Old Town Road together, and the rest is history. And here we are with these two veins of music coming together. I love to see it.
I think they could stay separate.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Seeing us out, it's Monday. We talked about the Fat Club early in the show. We talked about that. You might have missed it. And I admitted that when I was overweight, I was unhappy. But we decided, Automatic and Anthony A, that we wanted to discuss the rock bottom point.
Rock bottom.
I'm too fat. And I remember when I grabbed a pair of pants. Now, I want you to picture this. I'm a little Mexicana, 5'2 on a good day. The pants were size 18 and they would not close.
Oh, that's when your pants don't close.
And those were my big pants. And I thought, if I buy another pair of big pants, I am going to literally explode.
Oh,
and it might not even be that big for some people. There's somebody listening right now who's struggling, who's where I am or even in a more difficult place.
But you have to also remind them that you're 5'2".
That's why I said in the beginning. I know you're like, no, Dana, that's big. All those eyes just got as round as my belly was.
That is a sad feeling, dude, when you put on some pants and they don't fit anymore and then you got to blame the closet. Like you did something.
That's why I have the tester shirts.
Oh, you got the tester
shirt. What's a tester shirt?
I never get rid of these shirts because as long as these shirts fit and they fit well, that means I'm doing okay.
Okay, I got to ask you something, husband. Do they fit right now?
Yeah. Right now I'm at like 203. Yeah. I'm like 3-4 pounds over what I should be at.
And what was your rock bottom moment, DJ Automatic?
We were in the doctor's office for my daughter, and I just decided...
Not for your daughter. I was pregnant.
Well, yeah, we were there for our daughter, and I decided to step on the scale, and when the scale looked back at me and told me, you weigh 248 pounds, I didn't believe it. And then my brothers, I asked them, do I look like I weigh 248 pounds? They're like, dude, you're fat.
Anthony, come on.
Give that boy an ultrasound. Yeah. no, my rock bottom was over the summer. I'm a recovered energy drink addict.
This is why I was
peak going through it. I was on that hard stuff, that Red Bull at room temp kind of stuff.
Oh.
And I had drank a Red Bull. I was playing some video games. The Red Bull didn't really kick in. I passed out, took a nap. And I woke up from my nap with the video game controller on my stomach, looking around, empty boxes of Chick-fil-A all over. And I'm like, who are you becoming? This is disgusting, dude. And that was it. That was my rock bottom moment for me right there.
You literally turned into producer Chewy.
Oh, no.
Chewy got astray. I'm kidding.
Welcome to the team, fool.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.